from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are talking to Simone Roots about this April Fool's proposal and what actually the legal implications are of now fake asking someone to marry you. It can...
Hi Simone, hoe gaan het?
Hallo Rob, hallo Ros.
Hi.
Ek denk ons kan nog net begin om saam te stem dat daai nie 'n snaakse grap is nie.
Nee.
No, that's not funny at all.
Dit is ja, ek weet
it's,
nie.
It's a horrible thing to do to someone.
Ja, so nou, Rob het nou bietjie in sy legal brain van 2 jaar van regswat by tikkies.
And listen, that was like literally 20 years ago. So, my brain tickled. But I can't remember the answers, which is why we ask clever people to come on and tell us. What are the actual, like, an engagement is a binding agreement between two people,
yes.
Right? But I assume in this case, it's not because he didn't mean it. Or is it not that simple?
Ja, so, 'n verloving is soos enige ander kontrak waarin twee mense intree. So, met 'n verloving gaan het oor twee mense wat ooreenstem, vrywilliglik, om in die toekoms ergens 'n datum te hê wat hulle gaan trou
ja.
En die intensie het om te trou.
Mm.
Maar, soos jy sê, daar is redes vir dit, jy weet, vir dit om 'n binding agreement of 'n valid agreement te wees en soos goeder, soos jy kan nie onder 18 wees nie, jy moet totaal en al by jou positiewe wees. So jy moet kan instem
ja,
tot iets,
ja.
Soos as jy vir my iets vra, moet ek kan vir jou iets sê en ek moet dit bedoel by my volle positiewe wees, dan, ek mag nie getroud wees nie, natuurlik. so dan kan ek ook nie in nie. Maar dan die ander ding, en ek denk dis waar hierdie ene dalk inkom, kom in by misrepresentation,
ja.
So wanvoorstelling. So, basis wat het is, hy het gesê, hy wil met haar trou, hy het die intentie gewys, hy in haar oomblik, jy weet, het sy gesê ja. So nou raak het moeilik, want sy is die partij wat ingedoen is.
Mm.
Maar, in die wet, of in die reg, jy kan nie iemand dwing om met jou te trou nie. So,
no, sure.
So as ek nou verloof raak aan iemand, okay, ek is reeds getrouwd, maar as ek nou verloof raak aan iemand, dan, en hy wil nie met my trou nie, ek kan hom nie dwing nie.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go around going, will you marry me? No, oh, come on.
Ja, ja, maar die feit dat hy jou wel gevra het, beteken dat the intention is there.
The intention is there, and for all purposes, daai is 'n bindende ooreenkoms.
So wat is haar recourse dan nou?
So, die enigste ding wat vir haar dan oorbly, is as, sê sy het nou daai aand, hulle het nou verloof geraak, en sê sy het nie, hy het nie dadelik vir haar gesê, dis 'n grap nie.
Ja.
Dan, en sy het nou gegaan en hoor die eerste mooiste venue gaan boek, want dis nou gunsteling venue en sy droom nou al vir ewig om by hierdie venue te trou en sy betaal R100,000 se deposito op hierdie venue, dan kan sy op grond van dit, kan sy skadevergoeding eis as sy al skade kan bewys en sê, jy weet, hy het die skyn verwerk, hy het gesê, wil met my trou, ek het gesê ja, op grond van dit het ek gegaan, ek het hierdie venue gaan boek en ek het hierdie skade gelei, dan kan sy eintlik 'n eis maak teen hom.
Ja, okay, so, and this is the case, I mean, he told her on the night, ha ha ha, no, it's an April Fool, funny, ha ha, and then phoned his friends and laughed about it. And I suppose in that situation, like, you can't then drag him to court and go, you are responsible for this damage.
Yeah, so it's interesting because 10 years ago, you could have claimed for damages for your personal hurt and emotions.
Yeah, but it's abuse. It's emotionally abusive what he
yes,
did.
Yes, but they've changed that to say that, you know, it's so hard to quantify.
Mm.
So rather let's not go there.
You see, this is why I asked the question, because my knowledge is 20 years old and it changed 10 years ago, so I would have been telling you completely the wrong thing.
This is why you need to stay in school, Rob. Stay in school, kids. Stay in school.
We're still hanging out with Simone Roots, who's our guest this afternoon. She's a South African musician as well.
Yes.
Play some of her music just now, find out what she's been up to. But she's also a lawyer. And we're talking about getting engaged on the back of this person who proposed to his girlfriend as an April Fool's joke in a full restaurant and then laughed.
Ha ha.
Red flags.
JK.
Everywhere. Yeah, they're literally everywhere. A couple of questions have come in.
Mm.
Do we name the people whose questions have come in?
No. Let's just say person caller number one, caller okay. number two.
Message number one says, hi, I've got a question. I want to know if you can still get engaged while you're married to someone else. And what can your husband or wife do in case this happens?
So, nee, jy kan nie verloof raak as jy getroud is nie. Dis een van die redes. It will not be a legally binding agreement. So you have to get divorced first before you can get engaged again.
Okay. Got to be done fully, paperwork signed, I's dotted, T's crossed, the whole lot.
Yeah.
For the other kandun. So you can't like, while we're split up or estranged or we both know we're getting divorced but it's not finalized yet. Like, we still can't get engaged in that period.
I mean, you can tell each other, let's get engaged, but it wouldn't be legally binding.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah.
So die gevolge uit dit, waaraan uit dit uit gaan kom, dit gaan nie bestaan nie,
yeah.
Because it's not binding.
Ons het ook 'n WhatsApp ingekry van iemand wat al vir 12 jaar verloof is. Hy en sy partner het 5 kinders saam, hulle bly onder dieselfde dak, hulle maak die kinders saam groot. Kan hulle net engaged bly vir ewig?
Ek sal om vra hoekom hulle dan verloof geraak het, want 'n verloving is die intensie om te trou.
Mm.
So, dit sal my persoonlike vraag aan hom wees. Maar as jy my regsadvies soek, sal ek seker ook vir jou sê, raak, jy weet, trou eerder en kry daai kontrakte en goed in plek. Want anders raak het nogals morsig.
Because doesn't it come to a point where like, if you've been living together for 12 years and you've got 5 kids, the law considers you married at a point, doesn't it?
Yes, it considers you married.
Common law,
yeah.
So there would have to be a whole, if you ever split up and there would be, you know, claims for maintenance and
all
that.
It would be the same, yeah.
All those fun and games.
So common law would then entail that you almost, because you wouldn't have a marriage contract, so they wouldn't be like married with a cruel ANC, all of that stuff. So then the law would just automatically assume you married in community or property.
Yes, yeah, so if there's no... so I guess, yeah, it gets super complicated with marriage, yeah, by the common law. But yeah, if it dissolves, then it's just super complicated and both parties would just go at each other. So rather not.
This is the fundamental thing, right? This is why family law is such a mess. And family lawyers, you know, you have to be a special kind of person to deal with this all day long. Because we've established now that this guy who proposed in the restaurant, there's probably nothing she can do legally to deal with him.
Ja, so ek dink nie dat iets gebeur wat sy kan op grond van dit eis nie, want sy het niks eintlik verloor nie. En soos ek sê, in die ou dae kon jy eis vir die feit dat jou hart gebreek is.
Ja.
Beskare vergoeding vir daai, maar jy kan dit nie meer doen nie.
Maar die ding met hart se goed nê. And like, if you get engaged to someone and then 2 years later I decide this hasn't quite worked out the way I want to break it off, but you are desperately in love and you really, really want to get married, it just gets ugly. People's feelings get hurt. And now all of a sudden, because, and I think that it might be easy to not think that an engagement is a binding thing between you, then it gets ugly and messy.
Yeah, so if you get engaged, make sure that that's your intention,
yeah,
is to get married.
And
set that date and go for it.
Ja, want dan as 'n verloving verbreek word, then it's like, oh, must I give the ring back? Do I want my ring back? And you said the lady in the restaurant didn't, she said niks verloor nie in terme van aardse goeders, but she like lost her dignity in front of a full restaurant of people, and there's no monetary value that you can put on that.
No, exactly. Is there a rule of thumb around getting rings back?
It's a good question. So it will be the same as the whole, you know, if you've arranged a wedding or a wedding venue. But the general rule would be that if the engagement gets nullified, then the ring needs to be given back to the guy.
And lots of people are listening to this at the moment going, I need my ring back! Come back!
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah. I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.